Soar with Vulnerability, 11 Insights to the Full Enjoyment of Your Life by Suzanne Letourneau. Introduction. Before I continue with vulnerability or share the other insights I have received or learned, I feel it is important for you to know where I come from. What makes me the authority on the subject? Why am I writing this book on vulnerability? We all have a story to tell, and your story is probably not vastly different than mine. One difference, perhaps, is that I have decided to write about it in order to heal myself from a pain so deep that the only way out of it is in. To go inside of me and rediscover my greatness. As you can imagine, this is not an easy task. This might actually be one of the most difficult things I ever did in my life. Jumping out of an airplane at 13,000 feet is exciting, but allowing myself to be totally and completely vulnerable and further writing about it, that is terrifying. I have never before written a book or even would imagine I would. In writing this book, I want to inspire you to go beyond the facade of who you think you are. Why this book now? Because the biggest turning point of my life has opened my heart to receiving the biggest gift of all, vulnerability. Because it is time for me to embrace my vulnerability openly and freely, and help others to do the same. In the first insight, I will share the secret power of vulnerability and all the other treasures it brings along. Right now, you might think that it sounds crazy, but once we complete this journey together, you will realize at a deep level how this is home to you and to all of us. The road to bring you back home is right there in front of you. I will share some very private information about my life, not out of ego, but from my heart. This way you'll know where I come from, what I have accomplished or not, some of my challenges and fears. You'll also know that I am writing this book to complete my own healing, to help you with yours. And this is only the beginning of what is possible to accomplish. I felt that in order for this book to have a positive impact on your life, I needed to find different ways to connect with each and every one of you. Some of you might connect with my childhood traumas, and others with my ongoing journey to find the meaning of life. Some of you will connect to the entrepreneurship, and others to the power of a down point in your life. Whatever it is, I invite you to let yourself find yourself in me as I have found myself in others like you. We are one, but we're all unique in our beingness and mission on this planet. There were many situations that I was reluctant or hesitant to share. You will surely identify them. I trust that all the details given will help you relate to your own experiences, look at them from a different perspective, and grow from it. I encourage you to start writing your own story as you read mine. Take notes, stop and feel, close your eyes, experience your own energy, and discover your own insights. Now, more than ever, it is time to realize how connected we are. This is your book, the book that is inside of you always. Let it shine. Later, I will reveal the 11 insights that will guide you through your transformation into the full enjoyment of your life. Personally, I call them Insights from Freedom, for they helped me break free from my limiting ego. I needed to experience each insight and make sure that every one of them was coming from a place of true clarity and authenticity, my soul core. In turn, a whole new exciting life, an ultimate feeling of true freedom is also waiting for you. Soar with vulnerability. 11 insights to the full enjoyment of your life by Suzanne Letourneau. Preface. Cherish your visions and dreams as they are the children of your soul, the blueprints of your ultimate achievements. Quote by Napoleon Hill. I cherished every second, every moment of my dream until June of 2004, when my soul lost its child. This child was my life's purpose. It had a name, a vision, a plan. It was my company, my self-created business, and I had just lost it all. For me, it felt the same as losing a child that was inspiring to all who touched it, a child born with the gift of healing, a child that brought comfort to all by making a positive difference in their lives. And how many lives we have comforted, hundreds and hundreds. My business was an oxygen wellness airport spa located in just a few airports with the vision to be located in all major hub airports in the world. Suddenly and abruptly, I lost everything to my investors. Because of a lack of common vision, my lack of acumen, negotiating skills, the hidden agenda of my investors, and God knows what else, the rug got pulled right out from under me. What the heck had just happened? By mysterious ways, I was forced out of my own company, the company I had founded through love and faith. This sent me into a sinking spiral where I found myself with no purpose, no passion, and no excitement for life. I had lost the dream that more people than just I had put hopes in. Could I count on my best friend that had served me well in the past, my invulnerability? So I thought. But this time it was different. I felt guilty for having failed the ones that trusted in me the most. I was a failure, and I was helpless. Along with everything else, there went my self-esteem, my self-worth, my joie de vivre. Not knowing what my purpose was anymore, I just started floating through life aimlessly. For 5 long years, I kept on floating, kept on trying, pretending that I was not hurt, that everything was okay, hiding my vulnerability, the one thing I knew I could do very well. In 2009, while I was attending yet another training seminar, I found myself in front of a group of people with a microphone in my hand. How had that happened? I have no clue. In all the other seminars or conferences I've attended, I made sure I was invisible in the room. This time, all I knew was that it felt so familiar standing there, humble and defenseless, with a microphone, just like riding a bicycle. My whole being turned inward, and I felt something happening. For the first time in 5 excruciating years, I could actually feel something. Could something still be alive inside of me? Up to that point, I had been lifeless, but now I could sense that something was beginning to percolate. I started to feel more sensitive and more real than ever before. From this unexpected feeling of aliveness, I heard a little voice talking to me. You are not dead, and you are not a failure. You have never been and never will be a failure. There is no such thing as failure. You are a passionate, complete being. I brought the microphone closer to my face and started talking. I started sharing my newly discovered vulnerability.